Our guest today, Telekinesis, is the project of singer, songwriter, drummer, and multi-instrumentalist Michael Benjamin Lerner, who combines summery indie rock and power pop. He has a new album called Dormarian. In the past, he has worked with his Seattle neighbor Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie as producer. His new album was recorded at Spoon drummer Jim Eno's studio in Austin on Dormarian Lane, which explains the name of the album.
I actually totally don't know the correct pronunciation of it, but
see,
I'm calling it Dormarian.
Yeah, Dormarian.
Yeah, yeah.
And we should get this out of the way. That's the street where Jim Eno's studio is?
Yep, exactly.
Ah, which is not in Seattle.
Nope, it's in Austin, Texas.
And so you changed things up a little bit this time.
Yeah, totally.
Tell me about that decision. I mean, I know you've worked alone and you've worked with other people. I mean, you worked with Chris Walla in the past, but...
The man with the nicest hair in rock and roll.
The nicest. We've had
Remember
this discussion.
That? Yeah.
But now you go work with another drummer.
Yep.
Was that part of the decision?
I guess it was probably. I mean, we stick together. Drummers stick together. But it was hilarious because this is the first record that has drum machines on it. So it's kind of funny that two drummers got together and made a drum machine, two drum machine songs.
Well, I've found that that's not so unusual nowadays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that you're probably right. Plus, Jim has this amazing studio called Public Hi-Fi, and he's got like every old drum machine you could ever want. So it's kind of a shame to not put it on your record when it's there because it sounds so cool.
Does he sub for you on drums a bunch, or do you play together, or...
He played drums on a song called Dark to Light on this record, Dormarian, which was a super thrill for me. Because when he sits down and plays the drums, it's like, it sounds like Spoon. It's literally like Spoon emanates onto the drum kit.
He's
it's
got
awesome.
That really low kit, too, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a genius. Jim is an absolute genius.
Well, I think you're a genius because you can sing and play everything else at once, too. So we'll call you a genius.
Okay.
So let's hear some of the new tunes. What do you want to start off with?
This is a song called Wires.
That is Telekinesis live in the World Cafe Studios, and that sounds great. That's one of the tunes from Dormarian called Wires, and And Michael, who is making this glorious racket? Who's here with you?
So on keyboards and percussion, we have Rebecca Cole. And on electric guitar, we have Eric Walters. And on bass guitar, we have Eric Elbogen.
Sounds great. And now I was noting that that's the one song on this record that's a co-write with Matthew Cause from Not a Surf.
Yeah, you know Matthew, right?
Yeah. How did that come about?
Matthew and I are actually starting to write a record together. So we're going to start doing that. This summer, we're going to get together and write a bunch more songs. But last year, we got together. I think we wrote 3 songs, and that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just emailed him the dreaded email to him that was like, yeah, I think I'm going to use that one on the record. And he was obviously super cool with it. And he originally sang the lead part on it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, he came up with that chorus, and yeah, it was fun.
Well, we had all that. We sort of started off with a bunch of drummer talk, but I made me think, do you still see yourself as a drummer? Because you play, you know, everything. I'm curious. When you go into the studio, what do you start with? What do you lay down first?
Usually lay down electric guitar.
Mm.
That's usually the first piece of the puzzle. Usually like a scratch track, but 9 times out of 10, the scratch track usually stays in the actual final mix. I've never actually done it with drums first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on this record, I really started to think of myself as not just a drummer, mostly because I didn't have Chris Walla on this record. And Chris is a very good guitar player and bass player. And Jim doesn't play guitar or bass like at all. But he plays a little bit of piano, which was great. So I couldn't really rely on anyone if I couldn't play the part in the studio. So I think that this is the first record that I climbed the inevitable mountain of playing literally every guitar or stringed instrument part.
When you were a kid, was that just the first instrument you were attracted to? Or?
The drums?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I saw that movie. Well, I mean, I loved the Beatles and all that stuff, but I watched that movie, That Thing You Do. Do you remember that movie?
Hanks
movie?
Great movie.
And that's when I was like, that's what I want to do.
The drummer was the star, so there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Guy Patterson.
Yeah. Wow. And what is the hardest thing about playing drums and singing? Is it breath? Or
generally, it's taking, yeah.
Yeah.
Like last night, we played in D.C., and being a headliner, it's you have to play more songs. And I literally, at the end of that set, felt like I was going to pass out. It's like running a marathon. I lose like 30 pounds on tour. It's crazy. Like I come home like a stick.
Wow.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But it's hard along the way for sure.
Telekinesis are our guests today, and we're hearing music from the new album. What's next?
This is a song called Empathetic People.
empathetic people, telekinesis, live in our studio today. Hey, Michael, you and Rebecca had a day job for a while. You were out as the band on the Portlandia tour.
That's how we met.
Okay.
We met very briefly at South by Southwest at the Merge Showcase.
Right.
Wild Flag played.
Right.
And that's Rebecca's band. And then we got roped into the Portlandia tour together.
Tell me what that was like. That must have been really fun.
It's one of those weird experiences where you don't believe that it's happening because it's so incredibly crazy. It was the most fun thing I could have ever done.
One thing about this album compared to the last album, assuming that these songs have some autobiographical content, you seem a lot happier, Michael.
I think I am much happier, for sure. Yeah. Everything in my life is less... much less in a point of turmoil, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot happier. And I think that honestly, making your second record is really, really difficult. And I tried to convince myself that it's not, but looking back on it, it was so hard.
What were your fears?
Well, you do this thing where you sit down and you're like, okay, I have to write a hit song. Like this, there has to be a hit song on this record and I have to write the best song ever. And then you look at your chords and you're like, well, there's only a couple chords and I've used them before. And then whatever you try and do just sounds terrible. And I spent like a couple months doing that on that second record. And the first record, I wasn't trying to write a record even. So they say there's a saying that you have your whole life to write your first record and 6 months to write your second record. So I think that was tough for me.
So things just started sounding better right off the bat with this one, or
I just had more fun. It was like, you know, there's not as much pressure. Also I got engaged, which is, I think when my life is in a good state, then I start writing happier songs for sure. I think I'm a heart on my sleeve kind of person. So.
That's good. That's good.
It's good and bad.
It's so fun to listen to hear you talk about, I got to write a hit song. Because to me, I'm a big power pop fan. I'm a big fan of the music you do. They all sound like hit songs to me. It's like you're a hit song machine. So I don't quite understand that fear. But that's just my ears.
Thank you.
Anyway, Telekinesis are our guests, and what's next?
This is a song called "Lean on Me."
Stopping everything because it's been done.
Telekinesis live on the World Cafe. That's Lean On Me, the new album, Dormarian. And Michael Benjamin Lerner, you were talking about how hard it is to sing and play drums, or sometimes it is. But there's a song in here you do not play drums on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny, it's called Symphony, but it's the simplest sort of song on there.
Yep.
Was that like a little pun at us? Or
I don't know. It was the last song I wrote for the record. And it was probably one of my favorite moments of making that record, too. I wanted to make it sound like literally, quite literally, a person in a room playing the song, and you couldn't do anything about it. So we set up all the mics, and then I asked for a guitar, and they gave me this old Gibson from like the 40s that looked really crazy old and probably way more expensive than I wanted to know. And they later told me that it belonged to Charlie Sexton, who plays with Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.
He had just left it at the studio, so I grabbed it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, could you do that?
Yeah.
Even if you don't have that guitar?
Yeah, I can try.
I assume he didn't give you that guitar.
No, he didn't give it to me. No.
That is Symphony from Telekinesis live on the World Cafe. Our thanks to Michael Benjamin Lerner and the band. The new album is called Dormarian. We'll be back in a moment on the World Cafe.